Monday, October 10th, 2005. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. It's a weekly music show where I play songs and or bands you might have otherwise missed.
The finest ingredients are right in the mix.
Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
When you say, when you say,
was Laura Veers and her song Galaxies. It's from her brand new album called Year of Meteors. Laura Veers is out of Seattle. She's a singer-songwriter, and that album that came from, Year of Meteors, if you've heard any song off of it, you've heard Galaxies before, because it's the only song anyone would ever choose to play for you to say, hey, check this album out. Not because the album sucks and that's the only good song, but just because that song is so good and so catchy that you'd be an idiot not to use it. And so I'm sorry if you've already heard one song by her and it was that one, because you just heard it again. But I'll tell you what, you can't hear it enough times because it's just that good. The rest of the album, you know, pretty good. It's not really the same, I wouldn't say. Like, that song is somehow so catchy, and the rest of it's sort of more singer-songwritery. I mean, not really. It's better than, like, your normal, you know, guy who should have bought a journal but instead he bought a guitar. You know those guys I'm talking about? Yeah, okay. That's my friend's joke. I totally stole that joke. You guys should have bought a journal instead of a guitar. Not my joke. Still, pretty funny joke. All right, up next, Ladytron. That's right, Ladytron, we all love. Ladytron. They have a brand new album that just came out called Witching Hour, and this is a song from it. It's called Destroy Everything You Touch, and it is pretty quality goodness. Again, it's kind of the hit song off the album, but you know, it's the best song on the album. That's what I do here. I play the songs that I'm listening to a lot, and by damn it, if I'm listening to the hit song, that's what I'm going to play on the show. So here it is, Destroy Everything You Touch by Ladytron from Witching Hour.
Good night and good luck, and don't be surprised if Rush Limbaugh and the Fox News Channel folks despise this film and label it as leftist propaganda from director, co-star, and outspoken advocate George Clooney. I found it to be one of the most intelligent and insightful movies ever made about the television news business and about the profoundly un-American practice of labeling dissenters as traitors. David Strathairn gives the performance of his career as legendary newsman Edward R. Murrow, host of the CBS News program See It Now. In 1954, Murrow clashed with the notorious Senator Joseph McCarthy.
This is no time for men who oppose Senator McCarthy's methods to keep silent, or for those who approve. We can deny our heritage and our history, but we cannot escape responsibility for the results. We proclaim ourselves, indeed as we are, the defenders of freedom wherever it continues to exist in the world. But we cannot defend freedom abroad by deserting it at home.
Clooney's direction and the set designs are note-perfect in capturing the times. A half century later, there's a lot of terrific, serious journalism on television and tons of tabloid garbage. And there are a lot, far too many McCarthy disciples in positions of media and governmental power who truly believe that it's unpatriotic to question a war or to protest a president's policies. That's obscenely ignorant, and it's just plain sad. Good Night and Good Luck is not a civics lesson. It's not a lecture. It's an extremely smart, well-acted, great-looking movie about a crusading journalist who fought with giants and won and lost some big battles. Thumbs up for me.
A big thumbs up for me, too. And you know, McCarthyism still lives. I'm not going to name any names, but the technique of taking your enemy and spreading bad stories about them is very much alive in today's politics.
It was the record that you needed to complete your pop collection. It was everything you wanted. It was some source of affection. Better than the blades of grass. Ship of enchantment with some help from Stella Stevens and some surgical enhancement. You're always there to save the day. It's just a pinch of TMA. Shed one of your fear. You're a fast food five star stowaway.
Refers to Murrow's famous sign-off, but in the context of the film, it could also be heard as Murrow's last lingering hope for the future of the nation and for his network, CBS. Murrow, of course, couldn't be depicted by recycling old TV footage, so they have an actor to play him. You knew Murrow. How accurately do you think he was depicted in the film?
If you closed your eyes during the first read-through of the script, I did close my eyes, and I thought I was hearing Murrow.
I'll tell you how unbelievable it was. When I first saw Strathairn, I saw him from the back of his head, and I said, my God, it's Murrow's head.
Let me move on to William Paley. He ran the CBS network for what, about 50 years?
Well, he started it.
He's depicted by Frank Langella as a figure who is as huge and immovable as the Washington Monument.
Somebody's going to go down. Have you checked your facts? Are you sure you're on safe ground?
Bill, it's time. Show our cards.
My cards. You lose, what happens? Five guys find themselves out of work. I'm responsible for a hell of a lot more than five goddamn reporters. Let it go.
You could tell that a lot of the people were worried stiff about what the consequences of this program would be, and Murrow caught that and said, Terra is right here in this room. And then he followed up with another line, which unfortunately is not in the script, but I remember it, and I couldn't have made it up myself. No one man can terrorize a whole nation unless we are all his accomplices.
Here detectives, sure shots with prairie dogs are riding.
on parade.
They don't stop, they don't stop.
Girls on parade.
They don't stop. They don't stop.
Right, you just heard two songs by the same band. The band was Tullycraft, who somehow I just realized that I've never put on the show before, and I don't know how that is because I really like them, but I don't know, somehow it slipped my mind. I guess because I hadn't been thinking about them, and they have a new album, so they came up in my thinking. So here it is, what we just heard. We heard the first song was called Stowaway, and it's from their new album called Disenchanted Hearts Unite. And the album's pretty good. I mean, Tullycraft just across the board is pretty good. So if you liked those two indie pop sort of songs, you're going to like, you know, pretty much everything by Tullycraft. Sometimes the vocals, the guy, you know, he's a little whiny or something. But not too bad. It's all pretty good. The second song you heard was Cowgirls on Parade, and that was from their last album called Beat Surf Fun. So if you liked those two songs, you should definitely check out Tullycraft, and I apologize for not playing them earlier, even though they sound like something you would hear on my show, because they are exactly the kind of thing you hear on my show. Anyway, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head, it's the Polyphonic Spree. They are great. I love the Polyphonic Spree, as you know. I've probably played them a million times or something. But they have a new record out, sort of. It's the soundtrack to the movie Thumbsucker, which they did the score for. And so it's not your traditional Polyphonic Spree album, and even though it's like 23 tracks, I would argue that it's really more of an EP. It's like there's like a handful, maybe six or so, you know, really good songs, and then a whole bunch of just like little short 30-second long instrumental, you know, I don't know, segues or something, which are, you know, fine, but they're not like stuff you'd have on a normal album. And the movie, I haven't seen it. I'm sad to say I want to see it. I'll tell you this, movie fans and critics alike, overall, B-. So, you know, maybe it's not the best film ever. The best film ever, well, in theaters right now, probably is Good Night and Good Luck. And there's a lot of good movies in theaters right now, so I hate to say it's the best one. I can't vouch that I've seen all of them. Hell, I haven't even seen Thumbsucker. But Good Night and Good Luck, you won't be disappointed. It is absolutely fantastic, which is why I put two clips from it during the show today, that Ebert and Roper, and from On the Media. And I'll tell you what, I never talk about it, but I put little sound clips on the show because they're things I'm listening to that I want everyone else to listen to. So it sounds in my head. And, you know, there's always links. If you ever are interested, the clips I play are almost invariably edited down. They're truncated. I shorten them because I don't want you to have to listen for, you know, usually I try for like 30 to 45 seconds cap, but I go over a lot of the time. But even still, even when they're 2 minutes long, the clip was probably 8 minutes long or something. So if you ever want to hear the rest of it, there's always links on the Sounds of My Head website at thesoundsofmyhead.com. All right, finishing up right here, the Polyphonic Spree. This song is called Move Away and Shine. It's the In a Dream version. There's an alternative version that's less rock and roll-y. Actually, the other version's more dreamlike, I would argue. So I don't know why they named this one that, but whatever. This is Move Away and Shine, In a Dream version by Polyphonic Spree. Finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head.
It's time. Embrace.
Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Some of the Parts and Skinny Dip, both by the Polyphonic Spree, both off the Thumbsucker soundtrack. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, feel free to vote for my show on Podcast Alley. I think that site's still up. And, you know, you can tell your friends to listen to my show. You could write iTunes a bitch letter and complain that I'm not in there. Do whatever you want. Talk to you later. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head.